Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Fitz University. That's exactly right. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you.
Got good a bit afternoon, sir.
It's
only Wednesday.
It's the sea air, prof. It's rusting the brain. What's also rusting the brain is an unintelligible recommendation from the education department. Maybe I don't know. Explain it to me. Unpack it to me.
Well, to be quite honest, I can't. I really can't. To me, it's as mystifying as it is to you. I must make a disclaimer. I'm not part of the Department of Education. I'm not part of the Department of Health. I'm not employed by them. I'm not remunerated by them. I just advise. They may or may not take our advice of our advisory committee. But this does mystify me as well. You know, I think, you know, because I get numerous inquiries about this, about sports, about the kids at school related to playing sport, as well as many other kind of, you know, and I think, you know, it's really from a medical point of view, there are various principles. First of all, the status of the epidemic, where we are at the moment, it's at a relatively low level of transmission. We're varying between about 500 and 1,500 new cases a day. It's fairly low between waves. Obviously, as epidemic activity picks up, we've got to be more stringent with our precautions. That's number one. Number A. Number B, the way that this virus is transmitted is through, as I've always said, I don't know how many times, through contaminated droplets as you exhaled air. So around all of us, there's this cloud of moist air. Now, this cloud, there are six things. Number one, exercising and sport, you're going to have a much more dense cloud of air, and it's going to project for a longer period of time. Exercise, in other words, during sporting activities. Number two, the risk is proportional to the distance and the duration of exposure. That's obvious. The closer you are to an infected person, the more likely there's going to be transmission. Number three, masks, if worn correctly, over the nose and over the mouth, it's going to be very effective in preventing transmission from an infected person to a susceptible person. Number four, outdoors is obviously much better than indoors, and good ventilation is better than poor ventilation because that dilutes these droplets if it's outdoors. And then the issue of surfaces, one can theoretically be transmitted if one touches a surface and then touches one's nose, mouth, and ears. And not ears, eyes. Eyes, nose, and mouth.
Sure.
So that's why we need to, you know, contaminate surfaces or rugby balls or tennis balls or soccer balls. And then lastly, mixing outside the bubble. You know, it's obviously going to be much worse if you're playing rugby against Winterton Hoërskool. If you're playing against, within the King David system, for example, or, you know, within King David Linksfield, for example. So those are the six kind of prisons. Then you've got to kind of plug it into the kind of sport. And obviously sports where there are contacts are more likely to be hazardous. You know, tennis, for example, is a pretty safe game because there's not contact. Rugby, I would think, should not be allowed during the COVID year. I mean, that's, okay, I'm expressing a purely personal opinion. I'm not representing anything other than my own personal recommendation. I know the government gazette has said, you know, one can exercise without masks, even rugby, even competitions, and I don't quite understand that. The Center for Disease Control in the United States, they've given a kind of a gradation. It's a color-coded thing. From team practice, which is relatively low, all the way through to competing within their bubble, in other words, within the school, to competing outside, which is the most hazardous. And that's what they recommend against. And I think, quite honestly, that would be my recommendation. I don't think contact sports should be during the COVID era. You know, I think when it comes to soccer, maybe that's intermediate. When it comes to basketball, that's probably less so. Rugby, I would say, is a pretty much a contact sport. You know, you go in the scrum.
100%.
I can't understand that recommendation myself.
Yeah, I think that was a really important conversation. As I say, I probably had 3 or 4 calls last night by concerned parents asking what they should do. I did say we would take advice from you today. And I can't say I'm surprised by the advice given. I mean, it's a contradiction in terms. If social distancing must be observed in the school, why should it be any different on the sports ground? It just makes absolutely no sense.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Professor Shoup, once again, thank you for enlightening us this afternoon, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll put a voice note tomorrow.
Okay, you're excused. Thank you, Prof.
Thanks, Arne. All the best. Okay, well.